Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. He joins us now by phone from his office in Columbia. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, it's hard not to have COVID-19 on our radar. It just still seems to be the most important issue that's facing our country and state, especially in the light of the last 4 or 5 days. You know, whereas in March and April, it seemed to be the cases were averaging around 100 to 200 cases a day. The numbers we're seeing now are over 1,000 cases per day. So it's certainly there. It certainly seems to be creating risk and uncertainty, and you know how that impacts business.
Businesses, at least at this point, are open and hopefully taking the steps they need to take to keep themselves and their customers and employees safe, right?
Right. And I like that word that you use there, hopefully. And I think that's what we have to kind of look at as leaders and entrepreneurs and business people in the state is you kind of have to look at, you know, this too shall pass. And we have to be forward looking and hopeful about the future and looking for opportunities. And I know that can be difficult. We've been looking at some tremendous announcements over the last 2 months in South Carolina, very positive announcements. The Lowcountry, as you know, is the fast growing automotive sector. And they announced that a UK-based company, Arconic, was choosing Charleston as its first US headquarters. They're a manufacturer of custom Land Rover Defenders for American and Canadian clients. And they're the eighth company to locate in South Carolina as part of the Department of Commerce and the Charleston Regional Development Alliance's landing pad program to support global companies entering the US. I'm looking at the numbers of the port. The numbers are down year to date 7%, but goods are still being shipped out of the port. SC Launch announced a company called Engage Talent. I thought this was really kind of cool. You know, we have a great advanced manufacturing sector in South Carolina. We have a great supply chain of products to that advanced manufacturing sector. And we also have a great opportunity for companies to kind of grow and provide services and process improvements to large companies. And Engage Talent seems to be kind of at the forefront of artificial intelligence solutions for HR function and helping companies attract and retain talent. So there's good news, definitely good news in the Charleston, and it continues from there. There's a company that was established called the Holy City Linen Company in 2006, and it announced a $12 million expansion. They're a commercial laundry services. So good news in the Lowcountry.
You mentioned SC Launch, and of course, they are all over the state. Anything happening as we're rolling through the state here in the Midlands area?
They continue to invest in companies. I don't have the list in front of me, but they also announced, I think, $150 million worth of further investments into their existing portfolio of companies, specifically to ones that are involved in COVID-19 solutions, whether that's through healthcare or services, but companies that are helping provide the solution to COVID-19, they stepped up in companies across the state and injected an additional $150 million into it. I thought that was tremendous news. One announcement that caught my attention was the $34 million grant to support the development of the Carolina Panthers practice facility in Rock Hill. And this is a grant to the Department of South Carolina Department of Transportation for the facilitation of the interchange. York County Council is on board, it seems like. On May 10th, they announced their package of tax breaks, their state-level incentives. It's exciting. A major economic development announcement moving forward in Rock Hill.
And what can you highlight for us in the Upstate?
Well, the Upstate on June 16th announced the first Class A business park in almost 20 years. It's called Fox Hill Business Park. And this is 172 acres and 2.5 million square feet of Class A industrial and distribution space, kind of right in the heart of Greenville County. And that's on the heels of a great 2019 for Greenville County.
And so business marches on. Alan, thank you so much for your time today, and stay safe.
Yes, let's remain hopeful, and this too shall pass. We will get through this.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina. We will have links to all of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.